Hi, I'm Brent.
This is me, Adrian, and
Poopy.
Yay, Poopy's still here.
And we're back with another episode of
Poopy,
the Weird Snack Show. Hey, Juju.
He was pretending. What was he pretending?
The beep 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 on the.
Oh, on the camera. Yeah,
can
because
you do it into the microphone.
We run a GoPro.
Meep meep meep.
An old GoPro. Meep, yep. Meep. And he sounds really cute, just like that. So welcome.
Hi.
Yeah. Are we excited to do what we're going to do today?
Because we have, Juju, can you tell us what it is?
What do we have?
Pretzels.
But what kind of pretzels?
Ube.
Ube pretzels. Let's check them out. Look at that.
Look at that.
Purple.
Purple.
I have cards in my hands.
He does. He's like very Pokemon'd out right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, since it's not the you know, Pokemon snack show you eat Pokemon, he's very into his cards.
I have a base set Squirtle and a full art trainer, Penny. This one's $8 and this one's $2.
This is unscripted. He came in with these cards as a plant just so he could come on and talk about them.
Because you guys should watch my channel. I pulled this one on my channel.
Aww.
But I haven't uploaded the video.
Okay, well, at least you dropped what's the name again? What's the name of your channel they should go to?
Lipsio.
There we go. All right, well, I am so happy, though, that we actually get to talk about Ube pretzels today.
Yeah, I'm going to release more videos about it if my dad lets me buy me stuff.
Okay. So anyway, Ube pretzels. All right, here, hold on. We'll go back to the cam. Juju is trying to put something. Here's, I don't know what he's doing. Are you making a diamond?
Oh, good job.
Is that a diamond shape? Triangle? Oh, that's lovely. That is amazing.
Oh, Juju, can you do your heart?
But we're excited to open these, but I don't know if you can tell. There's actually a little line on the top of it that has already been opened. So we're going to eat an already open snack. This is kind of the first time that we're doing that on the channel. But unfortunately, my wife...
No, that's not true.
Really? Oh, there was that one time that we opened it, and then we had to fake like we were reopening it.
Because the sound didn't work.
Yeah, totally.
Those were so good.
That was pretty good. But I'm looking forward to this, too, and I feel like Ube has been raised in the public's consciousness. And definitely, if you've been to a bubble tea place in any time in the recent past, you'll probably see Ube flavors. Yep, there we go. There go the balloons. But Ube, I feel like, is like one of those... Oh, it's hard to describe. It's like one of those flavors that's like, what do you call ube flavor?
It's ube.
I've heard it called that umami, that unplaceable kind of like deliciousness. And it's interesting. It's like usually complemented by quite a bit of sugar. But isn't it a purple sweet potato? Am I wrong? I don't know. But anyway, now we have ube pretzels.
Well, now that you say purple sweet potato, I don't want to taste the pretzels.
All right, well, how about you open it, even though it's already open, because designated snack opener is great at his job.
You know what's funny? If you catch me around in the wild, you can ask me to open your snack.
Yeah.
I'm really good at it.
That would be a great thing of just
They're
anybody
who's
walking
small.
Around with a snack. Are they small? Oh, okay.
I'll take two.
Okay. I think that's more than two, but all right. Okay, so we're just going in. It's the only snack that we have for this episode, so why not? No, I think you're good. All right, hold on. All right, so let's go ahead and do this. All right, so smell it. What does it smell like?
Ube.
Ube?
I guess so. It smells like a very neutral, sugary smell.
My smelling is back.
And it's called Teeny Tiny Pretzels covered in Ube yogurt candy coating. And this is another Trader Joe's snack. I will say, what do you feel about Trader Joe's? Is that good?
Trader Joe's is Trader Joe's.
I would love to be sponsored by Trader Joe's. Can you sponsor
Trader
the show?
Trader Joe's will not be sponsoring our...
You're probably right.
Oh, you just ate it?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, let's just eat it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's delicious. They're melting in my hands. Actively. Oh, man. That's not what I was hoping for. But they are really delicious. It's sweet.
They melt.
It tastes like a chocolate-covered pretzel.
Yeah, but almost like a hint of, like, pumpkin. I know it sounds kind of weird, but...
You mean cinnamon?
Yeah, but I think you're right. I think I just associate that with pumpkin flavor. You're probably right.
Really big pumpkin.
But these are really, really delicious. I gotta say, these are...
Meat, meat, meat. Mm-hmm. Meat, meat, meat. Or peanut flavor.
Uh-huh. A nutty, kind of nuttiness to it.
No, it's like a big, big peanut.
It is like a big, big peanut, huh?
I want more.
Yeah? Okay. Well, I know this is an unfortunately snackable size. And what I mean by that is that this is like that perfect size of thing to just pop in your mouth and
like,
keep going.
Like popcorn thing?
Yeah. And you know why they didn't make them any bigger? So they could do that.
So they could make you have diabetes.
Uh-huh. They're aiming for the diabetes.
I bet they don't even eat these.
Hold on. Don't take a handful. Okay. All right, you can have a few more. Here, have these. Have that many more. All right, well, apparently this is a popular snack. You can find them at your local Trader Joe's.
They actually put them as a seasonal thing.
They really did. But I hope ube never goes away. If you've ever had an ube bubble tea, mm-hmm. Sorry for talking with my mouth full here, but it is really good. It is super good.
Pokemon's VMAXs and rainbows are disappearing. By the end...
We're here with the hard-hitting news.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the end of Pokemon, like, after Twilight Masquerade, after the Scarlet and Violet era, it will be really hard to get rainbows and VMAXs.
Boom.
So, get a lot of VMAXs and get a lot of rainbows.
You heard it here, maybe first. I'm not sure. But... What's your rating, Adrian?
It tastes... Well...
1 to 10?
An oily lavender chocolate-covered pretzel.
Is the lavender just stoked by its color?
No. Like, I just...
It tastes kind of like earthy and floral?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. We're having a hard time place the flavor of ube. It is. It's like one of those anomalous
mine is
flavors.
1 to 10.
Yeah. What do you feel like? What's yours is 1 to 10?
Yes.
If you had to pick a number, would it be 1 or 10?
1.
Oh, well, maybe that's not good.
1, 2, 3.
Is it a good thing? Is it a good one? Is it like it's the number one snack?
1 to 10.
Julian, is it good? Is it good or bad?
Good.
How good? Very good?
Yes.
The best?
Yes.
Really? Wow.
In the world?
Yes.
That's impressive. That is a high rating. I did not see that
it's
coming.
It's melting on the table.
It is melting on the table. That's why you got to eat them.
It's melting on the table.
Uh-huh. You don't have to cram them in your mouth,
hey,
though.
Hey, you do. Meet.
Meet.
All right.
Can you do
well,
your one? Meet.
One more meet.
Meet.
Aw.
Meet.
All right, this has been another episode of the Weird Snack Show. I'm Brent.
I'm Adrian. I'm your official snack opener.
Who's this?
Poopy.
It's still Poopy. We'll be back soon. That was great. That was very, very simple. I highly recommend the snack. Go get these. Ube pretzels. Make this happen. Get these in your life. You need them. All right, we'll have one in just a second. All right, thank you for joining us. Please like and subscribe. We'll be back soon with more content.